Okay, the say that we're starting this year, I said it's starting with Halachas of Niske Shechene, which is Siman Kufnu Gimel through Kufnu Vav, is the first topic that we'll be learning this year. The Halachas of Niske Shechene, we're going to give an introduction to it and then start the beginning of the Siman. The Halachas of Niske Shechene, if you want to define them, the Niske Shechene will divide into two categories. Two general categories. Number one, using somebody else's property or using a shared property. And number two, a hezek that you caused to somebody else's property by doing something in that person's property. Siman Kuf Nun Gimel focuses mainly on usage of mainly on the tashmish, on not that you are doing specifically a hezek, but you're using somebody else's property, or you're using shared property, and how do you create a chazakah in this situation, in this scenario? By way of introduction, Siman Kuf Nun Gimel comes as a continuation to another 20 simanim, which discuss cheskas metaltelin and cheskas karkois. Cheskas karkois is discussed in Siman Kuf Mem onwards. And what's the din of cheskas karkois? If somebody uses somebody else's field for 3 years and you eat the peiros of that field, then you become, and the bailim were not moicha, and the machzik has a taina, that means it has to be chazaka sheyeshim a taina. You know all this from learning Gemara and Yeshiva. What the taina could be, you bought it, you received it as a present, there was a mechila with a kinyan, or whatever chazak is work over there, then the karka changes ownership from the person who originally owned it to the person who now is, used to be, seemed like a squatter, but not really is a squatter because he has a taina together with it. But if you don't have a taina, you have a chazaka without a taina, it's nothing. Why? Because you could say in the karka, you could say, I wasn't moiche, because the fact that you want to use it, that might have no problem with it. But to claim ownership, that's something else. I don't care, I'm not eating peaches. You went and you ate my peaches, that's totally fine with me. You took care of my trees, I'm very happy with it. That doesn't mean it became yours. There was no taina, and there was no, that's why I wasn't moiche. Over here, we're talking about the chazaka for usage. And even in usage, there are certain things which create a transfer of ownership of property, and those are going to be defined in the categories of cheskas karkois, really. And there are certain usages which do not create any transfer of property, and those are going to be defined in the category of cheskas tashmishim. And over here you have a big machlekes, which parts of it you'll see in the beginning of the Siman, in Bes Yosef, in the Tur. What kind of chazaka do you need? Do you need 3 years? Is it enough that he saw it once and wasn't meiche? What is considered la'alter? Do you need a taina with the chazaka or not? I'm going to go through shortly with the shitta sarishayim, then I'm going to go into vayta. The first shitta is the shitta of the Rambam, which is, you see it in Hilchos Shechinah, in Perek Zayin, in Perek Ches, in Perek Yud Aleph, the Shittas HaGeoinim, which is brought in Tur in the next, further down, the Rimigash, the Ramban, the Yad Rome, the Rivosh, and the Meiri. All of them, the Meiri obviously holds like the Rambam usually, so when you say Rambam and you say Meiri, it's usually the same opinion, that you don't need 3 years for Cheskas Tashmishim, or even Cheskas Nezokin. The moment the person sees the other person using his property and he recognizes that the damage is going to occur, and it's very crucial that he recognizes, and then we're going, that's what la'alter doesn't mean the moment that it happens, and we're going to soon see it how it is in Shulchan Aruch, and he was not moiche, that is automatically considered a mechila. The moment it's considered a mechila, then the Baal HaChatzer can no longer claim that he does not allow it, and it becomes the rights of the person who's using it to be able to continuously do it. He can't even stop him from doing the same damage going further, as long as it is the same damage, because he recognized it, he saw it, he agreed to it, he was moichel, and that was it. derived on in Perek Ches in Rambam. There are those that understand in the Shita of the Ravid that the Chazake only allows for that the user doesn't have to stop. But the owner, if he sees damage, he could continue, he could stop him from doing it. But that's not how the majority of the ones that follow Shita of the Rambam hold.
Okay,
huh?
So the Rambam basically says, Tashmish could be
Kohen
al-Altar,
not Nezek? Tashmish could be Kohen al-Altar, and Nezek could also be Kohen al-Altar, but the Kenyan only refers to that you have, it's on you, the user has Rishus to continue doing it. The Chazaka means that you're able to continue doing it until, but the person could stop you if there's a Hezek over there. So if there is, that means that the Chazaka never becomes a complete Chazaka that you could continue doing damages as long as you want. There's some understand that I've had to create a new category over here, that the Chazaka never really takes forth for damage, that you could continue creating damage to somebody else. So it's Cheskas Tashmishin, yeah. Cheskas Ezekis, you have a right to be Mazik as long as the guy is not Moicha. But a person could wake up one day down the line and say, I'm not interested anymore in you being Mazik, and stop the Hezek. Why? What is the reason for the difference between Cheskas Tashmishim and Cheskas Karkois? Is the Ktsos in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, the Simen we're learning in Sifkot Nun Gimel. The Chazaka that we're talking about over here is not a Chazaka which creates ownership. It's not a Chazaka which creates a Kenyan. Why? Because a Kenyan is an action, not a lack of action, and therefore the fact that there's a Mechila. Mechila is sachaka, lack of action. Moicha, not being moicha, is a lack of action. That doesn't effectuate the kinyan. Rather, all it does is that it creates a chazaka which allows usage. But again, that's how the Ktzos explains, and that's how it seems like to match up with the Ravid on this. That's the first shita. Second shita is Rabbeinu Tam. Toisfus, the Rosh, the Rivosh, in the name of Chachmei Tzorfas, the Balamoy, Rabbi Yoina, the Rashba, that non-Mechoe doesn't become Mechila at all. And therefore, a Chazaka has to be 3 years of using this specific usage that is being done right now. That means not the mere fact that I'm using it. That could be that one day, for 3 years, I'm using it to hang up my laundry, and then I'm going to come and say, that allows me to make parties in your backyard. That's a different kind of tashmish, a different kind of usage. And there is a taina together with it. It means a total opposite end of the spectrum. You have to have also a taina with it. A taina is a mechire, a taina of matone, and there's a kinyan or a shtar, a chazaka, or a clear mechile that's there. Or there is a, the Ma'arit adds, there's a umdin or the muchach, that this kind of not being moiche was a clear mechile and not just a lack of action, but a lack of action which is essentially an action of mechile. After 3 years. You have to do for three years.
They hold, it has to be 3 years.
Plus a taina.
You mentioned that there has to be some sort of like a shtar or something? Or it's just a taina that he sold it or do you give him a tongue?
He has to taina that, he has to taina that, and he has to say how he got it.
But there's no actual shtar.
We don't have a shtar. That's what the chazok is. You don't have to hold a shtar for 3 years. But his taina is, you sold it to me with a kinyan, you sold it to me with a shtar, you sold it to me by your word, and the fact is, you gave me the rights for just like by karkos, right? That means you not that you create ownership again. There's no ownership being created. You sold me the rights to use it. You gave me as a present the rights to use it. There was a shtar to it, and that's why I don't have to hold a shtar after 3 years. Interestingly, this Maharit was quoted in the Ktzos and Simen Kuf Memtes regarding Cheskas Karkois, And over there, the Ktza says that he learns from it that if a person was moiche only on certain kinds of azekas, not on all kinds of azekas, that means during the 3 years, based on the, what's the umdana de muchach, what's an example of umdana de muchach, a person is using his neighbor's property for certain things, and certain things he was not moiche, certain things he was moiche. That is a very clear umdana that his mechile on the things he was not moiche is a real, is an intentional mechila, not just a lack of action. The fact that he lets the kids play around in the backyard, in his backyard, he doesn't say anything, but when the guy puts up a, makes a party and has the people throwing garbage in his backyard, he is mecha. So you know that the mechila was for usage when you clean up after yourself and not make noise at night. But if you do something in action, which is different, so what is the koine? It's a mechila, which is a taina. After 3 years, you have the rights to continue doing those things which there was no mecha in it. That's the second shitta. That's totally the other extreme, that you need a chazake. 3 years, you don't change, nothing changes till the end of the 3 years, and you need a taina. No, he uses an example. It's an example of what's a umdana. When do you say he uses an example of a person was moiche only partially? Ktzal says a person was moiche only partially, only on certain azekas, not on the rest of the azekas. What does that qualify as? So he says,
even less than 3 years?
No, 3 years, 3 years, 3 years. He says that qualifies, that he brings the ma'arit, that qualifies as the umdana, the muchach, that the ma'arit requires to have a proof to the bezin that you need to have that there was an actual act of mechila. This is an example of it. He was meichel on the things he was not meichel. No mechel on specific things, and mechel on specific, on other ones is a clear act of mechila for the things he did not do any mechel about. The third shita is the Rashbam, that it depends what kind of damage you do, what kind of usage you're doing. He differentiates between cheskas tashmishin and cheskas tashmishin that does not create a damage to the karka, and cheskas tashmishin that does create a damage to the karka. Cheskas tashmishin that does create a damage to the karka, for example, if the wall is solid and you open up a window over there, which now prevents that the person should not be able to do the things he used to be able to do in his backyard. If a person has a backyard which is completely fenced in and there is a pool over there, so certain people could go to the pool, they don't have to worry about people looking. Now you open a window, you just created a chisaron, a damage to the actual property of the other person. It's not that the earth, now you could measure a damage in the earth and the earth became weaker, but it's a chesed, and it creates some form of actual damage. Or that you put a gutter that's spilling into your neighbor's marzev, that's a gutter, the gutters that are spilling into your neighbor's backyard, that creates a hezek. He says for these azekas, you have to have, being that these kinds of azekas are big azekas, for which usually there is a signed contract to allow one person to do such a thing in somebody else's property, on such a thing you need a chazake 3 years plus a taina or a shtar. But anything which is a small use, a small sticking a kaira in or something which doesn't create real chisaron in it, that doesn't create any chisaron in the karka, any problem in the karka, you don't need 3 years. Rather, the chazaka becomes, he takes a middle approach, rather the chazaka becomes right away the altar the moment he recognizes what it is. However, he adds, not like the Rambam, you do need a taina. So he takes a middle approach between the two. You do need a taina. If it's something small, you don't need 3 years. It's la'altar with a taina. But something big needs 3 years with a taina. And if you look in the, there's a machlekes about putting a ladder in the smen, the shach of a machlekes, you're going to later see if putting a ladder is considered a small hezek or a big hezek. Does it fall into the category that you need to have 3 years, or according to the Rashbam, or not. The fourth shita is derivam. Derivam says you always need 3 years, but you don't need a taina. And the Rashash on this, because this is all the Rivam in the Gemara in Baba Basra. The Rivam is in Taisus in Baba Basra. So the Rashash over there points out something very interesting. He says, based on the Rivam, we could flip it the other way. If you have a Taina, you don't need 3 years, according to the Rivam. So it's either or. That's how the Rashash understands the Rivam. And the fifth Shitte.
Huh? If
what?
If you need a
panel, you don't need 3 years, then you don't need anything. Just no. Say, he gave it to me. No, but it's the hikir beniska and everything else. The altar doesn't mean the moment that you show up over there. You'll see later. The altar could be, the altar, we're going to get to it later, but the altar, if you want, you know, whoever was here knows it. I like quoting the Chazon Ish, he says 30 days. But that's the altar. And the other ones, how much it really is. If a guy's out of town for the whole summer, the 30 days don't click, or anything. It doesn't count. If a person's out of town, you could be machzik as much as you want in the guy's property. If he doesn't have cameras, if he has cameras, they'll call the cops on you. The fact is, you're lucky he doesn't have any cameras, so it doesn't mean you became a chazak on it. There's another shita in Taisu, Shabbos Yosef brings, that you don't need 3 years, but you need a taina. That means they... Like the way the Rosh Hashanah explains the Rivam, the Bisesim says that's a shita of Taisvus. The Poiskim only, you're going to see in Shulchan Aruch, they only took the two extremes, the first and the second shita, the one that you don't need a chazake or a taina, just hikir beniskei, and the second shita that you need a chazake with a taina. And the machlekes can only become what's considered a taina and what's considered hikir beniskei. But otherwise, the two shittas that are going to be, the Mechaber takes, in Shulchan Aruch, takes the shitta of the Rambam, and the Ramo takes the shitta of we'll call it the shitta of Rabbeinu Tam, even though each one has a bunch of people that come along with it. Now let's go and discuss Bichlal, this whole idea that someone could use somebody else's property. According to Halacha, it's asur for a person to use somebody else's property. Not only his chatzar, also the heir above his chatzar, without his rishus. And if you used it, you're a gazlan. And even if you have in mind to be mazik with intention to pay, comes a shaila, what happens if the neighbor is a goy? So if you look in Hilchos Pesach of the Alter Rebbe and Sifkot in Simen Tov Mem, in Kuntresach and Sifkot in Yud Aleph, over there you have an interesting Kuntres Achren that discusses about chometz. A goy was mafkit chometz by a yid, and the yid is allowed to sell it to another yid. And over there, that's what is discussed in Shulchan Aruch. Now, over there, explains in Kuntres Achren, how can you sell the chometz to another yid, to another goy? Goy was mafkit chometz by you, or even burn the goy's chometz. Mishum the gzeilas hanochri embo isur elaim kiniskaven le gozle mamish amnas shaloi lahachzid mea gzeil. Gzeilas nochri is only an isur when the intention is to steal from him and not to pay him back. But if he wants to pay the guy back, steal and pay from him, not over on the issur of leisigzel, of stealing from a guy, but you would be technically over on the issur of leisachmoid, conceptually. But be'etzem leisachmoid doesn't apply to a guy either, because leisachmoid beis reyecha applies to a yid. Right, so over here, when it comes to a guy, we see that if you steal with him, if you use a guy's property, with the intention of paying him for doing it, then you don't have the issue of the issue of gzeila. And since you don't have leisachmoid, the issue of technical leisachmoid by a goy, even though Alter Rebbe says it's leisachmoid applies over there, it's hard to understand how leisachmoid would apply by a goy when it's reyecha. So we must say that Alter Rebbe says conceptually is a concept of leisachmoid, but midiraisa isn't such a thing. So there's no issue by a goy. But from that, you could infer, when it comes to a yid, if somebody needs a raya from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to steal from a yid, even if you intend to pay him back, you have a raya from the Kuntos Achron. Huh? In Chayshe Mishpat also, if you're planning if you're using it with the intention of paying him, it's still considered the issue of this. So we're going to get to it in Hilchos Sheila and Sifei. We're going to get to it in a minute from the Alter Rebbe in the next place.
He's not that he's talking about it because it's Pesach night to sell it. You have to burn it.
You have to burn it. You are now over in Isser. In Shasach, in Churis Shai, Chelik Alav Simashin Yud Ches, he Bechlal doesn't go so extreme. He says you could Lechatchila use something which belongs to a goy. That's one extreme. The Magen Avraham and Tofesh Lamed Zayin takes the opposite extreme, and that you're completely not allowed to in Chesukah. What's the raya since we're getting close to Sukkot? Over there it says that if in Rishus HaRabim, the Magen Avraham says you can't build a Sukkot in Rishus HaRabim, that Goyim have a part in it because it's stealing from a Goy. So it doesn't give the example that you're planning on paying him or anything of the sort. Now, that is if you're going to create a Hezek to him, right? Huh? Well, you're not going to pay back? If you want to match it, yeah. If it's clear that you're not going to cause any hazard to your neighbor by using his property, then it's mutter. Why? Because then if the chaser, and if the other person is preventing you from doing it, it's midas daim. Comes to a shayla if you could be koyfe on midas daim or not. If you look in Alter Rebbe in Hilchos Sheila Seif Hey, the Alter Rebbe says that if it's something which has absolutely no damage and no loss, you are allowed to use somebody else's property, but the Alter Rebbe says only if kol bnei adam, if everybody are not makpid on such a thing, on such a use. If everybody's not makpid, then you could also do it without asking. But if you know that there are certain people that are makpid, this might be not really a hezek, but something over there, some kind of kilkul, and you know some people are makpid on it, then you must get the shus beforehand, and if you don't, you're a gazlan. And we don't go after roiv when it comes to these halachas. Rather, if you know that some people, there's a miut which is makpid, you have to make sure to ask. Why is that? Because shoyel shalei midas abaylim is a gazlan, even if he's not ene mekalkel klal. That's the lashon of the Alter Rebbe in Hilchos Sheila. The Alter Rebbe over there sends you to Hilchos Metzio Pekodin, Seif Samaches. Over there, the Alter Rebbe is talking about a Pekodin, something which was a Pekodin in your property. Someone gave you a Pekodin that's not money, because money, Mois Letzon, no, someone gave you a Pekodin which is not money, and you want to use it and pay for it, it's Aser. Why? It's considered Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad and Pekodin, even if your intention is not to steal. And if you used it and didn't cause any damage, it's not considered Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad is only when you cause damage. So if you used it and didn't cause any damage, it's not Shlichus Yad, but rather, Shoyel Shalem Midas Abaylam is a Gazlam. The only exception is if everybody, again, the same din, everybody's not makpid on this kind of usage, and if some people are makpid on it, even if it's a chashash rochik, it's aser, because of the din of shel shalem midas, which is considered a gazlin. Even if it's body loy, even if the person is clear to him that he's not going to cause any damage, still he's not allowed to do any damage. Unless you know that the mafkid will have absolutely no problem whatsoever with it, and therefore you have to confirm it with him. So therefore, if you want to use somebody else's property without rishus, so either if the owner tells you it's not a problem, which is what we're trying to do over here with cheskas, tashmishim, and disimin, or you know that everybody's not makpid on such a thing. That depends on this. Now, if...
What if people that are makpid, they're only makpid because of being stingy, whatever?
No, that's midas doim. That you have to wait for a bezin to be kaif al midas doim. The guy's ever in the Isser, just because he's ever in the Isser doesn't mean you could be ever in the Isser also. There's no Isser for you, But if he is makpid because of some kind of damage,
no,
or if there's no damage whatsoever, then he's over the midas daim. I mean, you're not gonna get an iser. You're not gonna get an iser for it. Okay, so now this is pretty much the general introduction to Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, the concepts that are going to come up in the whole Siman Kuf Nun Gimel. I'm going to go through now in Seif Aleph and Seif Beis. Yeah?
Is that in the Lefaser? Isn't that exactly because of the Pekadim
of the Al-Tareva? No, because Pekadim of the Al-Tareva says only if you know that nobody, that everybody is not makpid on it. He's talking about Sfarim, Lamash. If you know that everybody is not makpid on using a specific Sefer, then it's not a problem. Unless you go to the shus, or you go to Bezin and you kai film it as thing. Yeah. Now Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, the first five seifim are talking about someone who's putting a ziz that sticks out from his rishus into somebody else's rishus. And with this, we could say that maskif and siyum laschala, what we learned last year in the Chaserovim, we discussed it. So now we're moving on to something which is also the first concept of ziz is discussed in Hil Chaserovim. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber begins, if somebody wants to take a ziz out of his property into the air, to be sticking out on top of the air of his friend's chatzir, so the owner of the chatzer could block him from doing it. Why? The Mechaber says the reason, because mazikoi b'ri'iyah. Why is it mazikoi b'ri'iyah? You're going to hang things up over there. You're going to have to go in and hang things up over there. When you're going to hang things up on the ziz, you're going to be looking at what the guy's doing in his backyard. Even if the guy's going to tell you, I'm not looking, I'm walking with my back towards you, it still has a kriya. Therefore, he could block him. Now, it's very important to, if you medayek in each word of the Shulchan Aruch, first of all is Sharei Mazikoi. He's causing him, the taking out the ziz is causing a hezek to the neighbor, right? That's one of the things we mentioned before. If it's not causing any hezek whatsoever, it's a different din. Why is this, what kind of hezek over here? The Mechaber uses the reason of hezek Re'iyah. If he's not mazik at all, we're back to Zenan of Zelechasir. That's the first reason, the reason of the Mechaber. The second reason that there is, that's the reason that Rabbeinu Yoina and the Meiri, and you could be Medayik maybe from the Mechaber also later on, that's the second reason, that if you're going to take out a ziz, which has more than just a tiny thing sticking out, not just a hook sticking out, but the actual ziz, tefach al tefach, and you're going to leave it there for 3 years or whatever, and you're going to be machzik, that ziz. So even if there's no hezek right now, could create a hezek down the line if the person is going to want to build over there. If a person's property line is all the way till the wall, and there is no space between your property and the next person's property, and you're going to hang up a ziz over there, and the person's going to want to, and you're going to be machzik, that becomes your ziz. Now I'm going to want to build down the line, or if I decide to become a developer and take down my house and build all the way to the wall and put up a building over there, then, and it's a chotzer which is made to be built, not a chotzer that's plowed, then you're causing me a hezek. The hezek is that even that I'm going to be able, so that even though it seems that it's midas doim, and then of the chotzer, because the ziz is not causing any real damage to you. The fact is, it is causing, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, that is also a damage. The fact that a chotzer, which is made for the purpose of buildings, if you're talking about in a regular city block and there's an empty lot between two houses, and the lot goes all the way, the lot line is right away by the wall, if you're going to put out the ziz, you're creating a damage to the person next to you. What would be the example of taking out today, taking out a ziz into your neighbor's airspace that could go according to this second shit, it will be a hezek, and according to the second reason, and according to the third reason, which we're going to get to soon, sticking air conditioner out through the wall. You don't have a window there. But you stick an air conditioner out through the wall, the air conditioner sticks out more than the tefach, usually. A big one will stick out more than the tefach. And then you're going to be machzik over there. If the guy's not going to be moicheh, there's no hezek kriya. But there is a hazard that I'm not going to be able to build over there because I just cut open in my property, and you weren't meicha. Air conditioner needs to have a free flow of air coming through it. Therefore, I created a problem by doing it. And if you are not meicha, that's already the owner of the air conditioner is machzik. And the third reason is brought in Tosfos is that it's going to cause water damage. This also applies to an air conditioner, maybe. If you have a ziz, which is a tefach, yeah, you could hang something on there. You're going to put a flower pot over there or something. Then you're going to water your plants, and the water is going to drip down into the person under it. In those days, lav dafka, that they could cause damage. If you look on earth that's sitting under flower pots that are hanging, or earth that's sitting where air conditioner drips, you're going to see that the earth is softer over there. And it's like you might see the drip marks over there also. And therefore, that's the reason why the owner has a right to be ma'akev. I mean, the way we're looking at it is, could the owner be ma'akev? When could the owner be ma'akev? And if he wasn't ma'akev, why the chazakah happens? Yep, the third reason is because of the water. If you look in the Nesivos and Sifkot and Hay, it says that he says that the Mechaber, by the fact that the Mechaber specifically says Mazikui Biri'ir, this is in the Nesivos and Sifkot and Hay, it's specific that the Mechaber only holds that it's an issue only when there is Hezekiah. If the Mechaber would hold that it's other Hezekiahs, like Hezek of construction, like Rabbi Yehuda, or Hezek of something falling like Tosfos, then he would mention Shemazikoi. The fact is, he's saying Shemazikoi Biri'iyah. Therefore, only Hezekiah is a problem, not a different Hezek. But if you look in Shach and Sifkot and Beis, you see that the Shach does hold that he paskins like Tosfos. And therefore, what will be an interesting nafkamina between the shittus, except for the air conditioner, which is no Hezekiah in the air conditioner.
Another, does
it pass himself like Tosfos, or does the Mechaber pass like Tosfos? According to that, the interesting nafkamina when you want to put bars on your windows, but not the regular bars that are standing straight. If you see some people in warmer places, you have bars that go outwards. You could put plants over there. Places where, I don't know, I didn't see it too much in New York, but it's other places, more common, warmer places, that people have all their plants growing outside. So you have these bars which are shaped like this, and then you put the plants over there. So I want to take the plants out over there in these places. So now, if it's only mitzad Hezekiah is gone already. The fact is I have a window there. So the Hezekiah has always been there. I'm not creating a new Hezekiah. So according to the Mechaber, it's b'chol not a problem. According to the way the Ketzos and the Sands of Mechaber. According to the Tosfos, it could become a problem. A big problem. Because if you're going to have a flower pot that's going to get knocked over from something, or you're going to water it, or something's going to fall over there, you're going to have a problem. Because you're damaging the person under your property. And according to Rabbeinu Yoina, it will only be if it prevents him from building. So putting out a flower plant outside your window could be totally in how you understand. If you look at the Pashas and the Mechaber, the fact that there's already a window there is very important to remember that since there's no Hezekiah, a lot of these things are not going to be a problem. Even to use it on top of use somebody else's airspace when there's no Hezekiah anymore is much less of a problem. So sticking out an air conditioner through a wall is not going to be a problem according to the Mechaber because there's no Hezekiah, you're not looking at anything. And if there's already a window and you're putting an air conditioner, it's also not a Hezekiah. Because the window's already there. Nothing has changed from before.
So, sorry, I think that if I had a Mechaber for an additional business, I could put out a petition, and if I tell the one I could want to build there, I can't go and give up. If he wants a petition, he could not.
No, it could be Meicha. Sure, it could be Meicha, yeah. Sure, it could be Meicha. The question is, what's the. Are you allowed to, huh?
There's no idea. According to the Siva Zoni, it's a Riyah. The fact he wants to build there maybe one day or even now is not a reason to be
Meicha. But then he could be Meicha now and then he can't stop him until he wants to build over there. You're taking away my land. Then he's just going to prevent the Chazaka from kicking in for that purpose. But he can't tell him, put your air conditioner back in. You could tell him, I'm going to build in 5 years, in 10 years from now, or in 1 year from now, you're going to have to take your air conditioner out. I'm just making it clear in front of Bezin that you don't have a right. I can't prevent you from keeping the air conditioner over there while I'm not building. But by the way, a lot of court cases and a lot of dentitis do happen regarding air rights. Air rights, especially in tight places like New York, is something which is argued about.
What's the reason for the Mechaber and the Mechalik? Do you not agree with any other kind of hezek?
That's the shit they...
Why is water less deserving of a hezek?
Depends on what kind of weather. You put a whole gutter into there, it's a different kind of hezek. It's not the hezek tashmishim. It's mazik. That's a separate, yeah. That little bit of water is not a problem. The other thing, according to the Mechaber, since it's hezekriya only, so that would apply even if you're not attached directly to the other person's wall. Even if you do have a 2 feet gap between your property and his property. If there's no window on that wall of your house and you open a window, you're creating hezekriya. If you stick a ziz out over there and you're going to start walking on that side of your house that you never walked in before, it also creates a hezekriya. So the hezekriya, according to the Mechaber, taking out a ziz, would be only with l'cha'ira, you could say that the hezekriya element would even apply if you're doing it only in your own chatzar. That's what the Nesivis in Sifkot Nalef understands it. But if you're going to look in Piskei Harid and in the Rashbam, which they discuss this topic, and you could be medayik from the Mechaber Fakert also, it only applies, taking out the ziz, only if it's in the other person's property. Because if you look in the Lashon HaMechaber, it's Latech Chatzar Chaveiroi, not Latech Chatzeiroi Sheloi. So Hezekriya is a different discussion, but take out the ziz could be a Shaila, Latech Chatzar Chaveiroi, what it means, the heir of Chatzar Chaveiroi. Does that mean that you're going to go through your neighbor's property? Or you're going to go? It's going to be open towards your neighbor's property? Or what exactly does it mean over there? Because it's according to the Nesivis, and the way the Pesach Tshuva also understands the Ma'arit, it's even in your own chatzar, because the Mechaber says Mazik Biriyah, and according to the Rashbam and the Piskei Harid, it's only if it goes into the other person's. In the other person's property, like I mentioned, air conditioners is not only the fact that you block somebody else's property; it's also dripping. It's also dripping away. The same thing would be if you want to put security cameras around your house, and you put security cameras on that wall also, or the lights that turn on when there's people marching around over there, floodlights. All these kinds of things could all become Shilas of Hezekriya, could all become Shilas of you installing something that could block somebody else from building over there. Air conditioners could create actual damage of dripping. A camera does not create damage of dripping, and does not create, neither does a floodlight, but it does create other kinds of damages.
Would a camera be more like a chalain?
Huh?
Wouldn't a camera be more like a
chalain? Yeah. So that's, yeah, but that's a separate. Let's say you don't have the issue of chalain because the guy doesn't live there. You don't have the Hezekriya issue. All you have is that he's planning on building over there. Your camera is sticking out a half a foot out. You just took away from him a half a foot that he could have built up to the wall.
This should have been a chaper. So we're saying Dafka,
Hezekriya. If there's no Hezekriya, you can't be Makav.
It's not a chat that he's old enough. I can take a pipe from my house and have a gushing water into your chutzpah.
No, that's a different kind of Hezek. It's not the...
What is that kind of?
That's in a different similar Shulchan Aruch. If I put salt next to your foundations.
So what's this machlekes between the Nesivis and the Shach, whether the Mechaber holds like Tesis or not? Tesis is talking about when there's actual damage to the karka. Water is dripping down and ruining the...
Could drip down to the karka. Not that I actually made...
Could?
Yes. That I put a plant over there and the plant could drip down. Because if I actually put a hose and it's actually, so actually dripping, it's like something else. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, air conditioner is dripping a little bit. It's dripping a little bit left afkit, so maybe it could take a long time till it causes damage. Because I'm thinking, I don't know, unless you have the big units and you have a steady flow of water going out. And if you don't have any kind of hezek, then the Baal HaChatzar has no right to be ma'akev. You have no right to be ma'akev of something if there's no mitzad midas doim, koifin al midas doim. And if you look in Ktzos and Simen Kufnun Dalet, he says that logically, if not for midas doim, you would be able to be ma'akev. It's a chiddush, and you can't be ma'akev because of midas doim. Not that you're allowed to do everything unless you cause hezek. Really, you're not allowed to do anything in somebody else's property. Elamai, there's a special cutout for midas doim that the chachamim put over there, that if there's midas doim, they blocked you from being ma'akev. Rather than looking at it the other way, that I'm allowed to do whatever I want unless I cause damage. And what does la'akev mean? What does it mean that he could block him? La'akev on the person who did it. First of all, if you seem planning on doing construction, you could tell him, I don't let you do it. And if he anyways goes and does it, you could force him to remove it. Take him to bed and say, I was moiche. Go now and remove it. It's not my responsibility that you just stuck that out and you just lost, you went and I told you not to install your air conditioner units on that side. Ah, you paid $3,000 to put them on that side. Now you're going to have to move them all to the other side and drill holes. Not my problem. Patch up the holes. And if the person does not want to remove it, there's a concept of Avad Inajdin and Afshay. Person, since Cheshem Ishpat ran the beginning in Siman Dalet, the person is allowed to take the law to his own hands in certain scenarios. And this is one of those scenarios where a person can take the law into his own hands and remove this thing that's causing damage. The very interesting Me'iri in Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, which says that if the Mazik is a Talmud Chacham, don't remove it without his Rishus, because he's probably going to be a Tzayas Din. And therefore, take him to Bez, then he's going to do it, and he's going to do it himself. You don't have to take law into your own hands. Because taking law into your own hands is only if it's a person is not Tzayas Dina.
Can you take law into your own hands if
it
causes damage? Like if you're taking out the air conditioner, it's holding as well,
like the damage
air conditioner?
I told you not to put the air conditioner there. So I'm telling you, take it off. You're not interested in taking it off. I'll get somebody to take it off myself. It's your problem, not mine.
So you don't have to go to Mason first.
Huh? You don't really, you're sure. But obviously, it's much better to do that. If it's going to take a long time, yeah. If the person's going to start dragging around, yeah. You have a camera sticking facing your backyard, yeah. You go, you climb with a ladder and knock it out. No, you're not chayv. He's just telling you, the media says he's for sure going to be tzayzed in. So go to Bez and don't worry about it. He's going to go to Bez and he's going to listen. Now, the Ramah comes and adds, and it's important if you learn the Ramah and Sif Aleph, you're not going to understand until you learn the Ramah and Sif Beis, because the Ramah brings the shittas of the Tini the Chazaka of 3 years with a Taina in the next Sif. But over here, the Ramah says as long as he and the Ramah over here adds, as long as he didn't remove it, that means he was Moicha. He was Moicha during the 3 years, and the Baal Aziz did not remove it, then the Baal Aziz cannot use it. Or even during the 3 years, even without Mecha, yeah? Lav Dafke, he could use it as a Shaila, if you could use it something before a Chazaka, exactly how you use it. But he says, until, if you were Moicha, the Ramah says, if the owner was Moicha, and the Baal Aziz did not remove it yet, the Baal Aziz has no right to use it, because there's a Mecha against it. But the owner of the chatzar could use it. He could go ahead and use it, and he could prevent the Baal Aziz from going into his chatzar and using it. And but after there's already chazaka of 3 years with a taina that we're going to see in the next sif, then Baal Aziz could prevent the Baal Chatzar from using it. That's according to the Ramah during the 3 years. According to the Mechaber, what does it mean? It means that if the Baal Chatzar was Moicha right away, within the time frame that he's allowed to, not the 3 years, but the much shorter time frame before La'alter, then Baal Aziz cannot use it, and Baal HaChatzar could use it. According to another thing is the Machlokes in the Mechaber and the Ramah, according to the Mechaber, this applies even if it's a Ziz less than a Tefach, that you could, according to Mechaber, does not make that differentiation as is less than a tefach or more than a tefach. Rather, the Mechaber says even if he's less than a tefach, if he's he could be moiche, and if he is moiche, he could prevent the other person from using it. According to the Rama, it's only talking about a ziz that's more than a tefach. And if there was no mechay la'alter, whatever la'alter means, then you could use it. You could use it right away. Now, why does a person, the Baal HaChatzer, have a right to use this ziz, which was built by the Baal HaZiz? He made a mechay. You have no right to use it. That's one thing. I could prevent you from using it. So what gives me the right to use something which you built over there? The Levush explains, very simple. The air is also mine. It's one of the biggest rayas for air rights. If you look in Halacha, one of the biggest, one of the rayas is from this Levush. The air that's going up there is also mine. Not only because if you look in the Cheshavas, in the Cheserov, in the Rishus Yachid ends, in Rishus Arabim ends, in Rishus Yachid Elarakia. It's also right. Rishus Arabim ends after 10 Tfachim. Right? Above that is Mokim Ptur. So you have a Rishus HaYochid, it's a Rai, but what does it mean that you have a right? So the Levush Shavir says, the fact is, you stuck something into my property, I don't let you use it, but it's in my property now. It's in my property, I have a right to use it.
Said before, though, the Mahalik is about where this is. It was next, the Hezbollah was next to the Chatzar, or was it in the Chatzar itself?
If it's in the Chatzar, according to... Here, so the Levush talking about when it's in the Chatzar, yeah, if not, not, nobody can use it. Yeah. Then comes Siv Beis, the Mechaber continues, and he says, if the Baal HaZiz, Baal HaChatzer was not Moicha, then the Baal HaZiz could use it miyad, right away, according to Shitta of the Mechaber. And the Baal HaZiz creates a Chazake also right away. And he could prevent the Baal HaChatzer from using the Ziz also right away. If you look in the Smeh, Sifkat Gimel right away, he tells you, doesn't mean right away, you know, rega kememra. I walk in, I install the ziz, and I tell you, oh, you didn't say anything, I'm counting, I'm looking at my watch, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it's mine. That's not how it works. Rather, there has to be clear that the nezik is clear to the mazik, that there's going to be a nezik, and he knows about it, and he's not moiche. And it has to be clear with Edim, or with Edim to Abezdin, or something very strong to Abezdin, that there is a Hezek, he knew about the Hezek, and he was not Moicha. Yeah, and if the only exception would be if it's a Hezek that you, which Hezek you don't have to bring Edim that he knew about. If I go and you have a window facing my property, yeah, and I go and I put a wall up in front of your window, and or I put a big ziz sticking out in front of your window, and I something there, a big one that blocks your sunlight, I don't need any edim that you knew about the hezek. The fact is, you didn't see sunshine coming in. If you're home, all I need is a raya at your home when I put it up there, and it was a, and it was daytime, so then you knew that your window was blocked.
You can't put it up there, it's in your own
avir. Closing a chalain is a shayla, if you're allowed to block somebody else's chalain. Obviously, if the guy's not in town, that's also not a ra'i. You just have to make sure the guy's in town when you do these things.
According
to Mechaber, that's the way the Smeh explains the Mechaber. And the Smeh l'shitasoi, that for a chazakah to occur according to the Mechaber, the mazik has the obligation to prove it. This is where the machlekes, Smeh, Nesivus, and Ktzos. Who has the obligation and when? The Smeh in Sifkot Gimel says, the mazik has an obligation to cover all his bases, make sure that he knows that the nizak knows about it, and be able to prove that the nizak knew about it and was not moicha. The Ktzos takes the totally opposite approach. In Sifkot Nalef, he says the Nizak has to bring the proof. The Nizak has to bring a proof that he did not know. And therefore, according to the Ktzos, according to the way the Ktzos understands the Mechaber, if the Hezek was for enough time that the Nizak could have found out about it, that's already enough. And therefore, if it's 30 seconds, it's not enough. But if it's a couple of days, it should be enough. And the Nesivus and Sifkot and Gimel takes a little bit of a middle approach between the Smeh and the Ktzos, a little closer to the Ktzos, but but not the same approach as Ktsas. He says that you need enough time that he should feel the hezek, not just enough time that he should find out about the hezek. Yeah, not enough time that he should find out that having an air conditioner dripping down is could create a hezek, but enough time that he should feel the hezek. He's going to be able to say, because according to the Ktsas, I stuck an air conditioner out in my window in the winter, I installed it, it's not dripping anything. I know that this is going, I know about the hezek. Yeah, if you're going to take the approach of the dripping, yeah, not the approach of the ziz. Let's take the approach of the dripping. And I wouldn't, but according to the Nesivis, you should feel the hezek. You have to wait till the summer when it starts dripping. And the Bezdin has to have an umdana, there has to be umdana to the Bezdin that he knew that, that there was enough time, that he would find out about it. And not only that, but the Nesivis comes and adds another element to it. It's not enough there should be an umdana. The mazik has to tie it with a body that the nizak knew about the nezik, about the actual nezik, not about the action only, but I knew actual nezik and was not moicha. Like I mentioned before, the Chazanish in Baba Basra says it's enough 30 days. That is a shit of. Ah? What? Yeah. I don't know if he takes that approach. Whoever has a career, maybe. He says 30 days is his man, the time. The Rama, here is where the Rama disagrees with the Mechaber. Brings his, takes the need chazak in three. He says, first of all, Yeshayim need all these chazakas in 3 years. And that means that the owner could be moiched during any time of the 3 years. The Nesivis and Sifkot and Dalit says that for the chazaka to kick in, you don't have to actually use it all the 3 years. The Sivis Lashitasi, he holds as Lavdavki, you could use it during the 3 years. He says, the Ziz is there for 3 years. And that is enough to create a chazaka. As opposed to Cheskas Karkoes, where you have to eat fruits. The fact that I'm going and I'm tending your garden and I'm not eating your fruits, there's not enough to make a chazaka. Even with the taina, you also have to have a chazaka of eating the peiris. So why over here, by a ziz, you don't need a chazaka? The chazaka could only be by the mere fact that the ziz is sticking out over there and you don't need the chazaka of 3 years of using it. The citizens have gotten out explains that the difference is because in chazakas, the plan, what you're planning on doing is you want to create a change in ownership. You want to transfer ownership. And therefore, you have to create, you have to do an action which shows ownership. What's an action which shows ownership? Eating the fruits. The fact that I am trimming your branches doesn't mean that doesn't show that I'm an owner. So Hakel shows either I'm your worker. No, you're going to bring somebody. Somebody's going to, there's a landscaping company to come and take care of your trees. That doesn't mean they're the owners, even though they're doing it for 3 years. They can do it for 10 years, they're still not going to become the owners. But eating fruits shows that you're an owner, benefiting from it. That creates a change of property. But when it comes to the chazak over here of the ziz, of chazak of using, a chazak of damaging, essentially of damaging it, you're not creating any change in ownership. The fact is, the fact that I have a ziz sticking out into your avir does not mean that I'm claiming ownership to your air. It just means that I'm claiming that I have a right to use your air. And there, and for that, it's not, you don't need to actually use it. It's enough that it's present. It's present over there. And if you're going to go back to the previous Nesivis and Sifkat Megimel, over there he's talking about the obligation of payment for damages, that according to the shit of the Mechaber, that you don't need 3 years, but it's machzik la'alter, and the way that the Nesivis takes the approach, that we mentioned that the machzik la'alter, according to the Mechaber, means that he knows about that he felt the hezek, and he was not moiche about it. Let's say, could he come, let's say he did not realize the hezek, could he come afterwards and say, I want you to pay for the hezek that you caused to my property? Why? Because in the beginning I didn't know that there's going to be a hezek coming out. Yeah, over there he says, over there he discusses it, and over there it seems like from the Nesivus, it's a long Nesivus, but it seems like that it depends on how much he knew before. If the damage is clear from the first moment, and you're able to calculate the damage, he could come afterwards and say, and demand the money. Why? He's going to say, I knew there was a damage. I had no problem with you using my property, but not damaging, because it's such a clear damage that I knew I'll come after you. The fact is, I have no problem if you use my property. I have a problem if you damage my property. So you want to make a barbecue on my lawn? That's fine. You're going to fix the damage afterwards. You're going to have to fix the earth afterwards. The same thing as if a person puts a gachelas into somebody else's rishus. But, and I knew you're going to pay me, so I could demand the payments. And the Sivis takes the approach as if the Hezek is so clear, and it's clear to quantify it right in the beginning, you could demand it. But if the Hezek is not clear, and you can't quantify financially the Hezek, that means it's not clear to the Mazik or to the Nizak that there's going to be a Hezek, or how much the Hezek is going to actually be, then you have no right to come to him afterwards and say, I want you to pay for the Hezek. Because the Machzik could come and say, I didn't know that there's going to be a Hezek. You also didn't know there's going to be a Hezek. But you, both of us knew that a Hezek might happen. If you knew that a Hezek might happen, you should have opened your mouth. The fact is, you didn't open your mouth. The fact you didn't open your mouth is a proof that you don't care about it. The potential hezek that might happen, Moshe Enkin, if it's a clear hezek, I can't assume, the machzik can't assume that the other person is ready to waive the hezek. Forget. He has to assume that he knows that the machzik sees the hezek. He's going to send him a bill afterwards. Sometimes you walk into places and you have, it's like you buy stuff, you're in a hotel and there's a fridge over there, you could take a soda out and they'll send you a bill afterwards. You can't say that because they left the sodas in the hotel is because they had in mind, even if there's no price tag over there, left Afka, because there's a price tag, but let's say it isn't, that's free. The fact is, it's there, and you're obviously using something that belongs to you. You're going to get a bill afterwards. And the Sivis also adds over there, that what happens if the Nizak is the one that comes and offers the Mazak? Comes, the Nizak comes, it means the Bala Chatzar comes and tells the Bala Aziz, I see that you're looking to install air conditioners. The wall that's facing my property is empty. The wall that's facing on the other side has windows. You're going to have a hard time installing your split units on that side and install them on my side. Then the Sivis says, even there also, the fact that I approached you knowing it is going to be a Hezek, if I approach you with the intention, I'm going to charge you for it afterwards. But it's clear. But not if he started beforehand. But then he adds, it's only all according to the Mechaber, where the Mechazok is la'alter. But if it's for 3 years, you can't say, I could have known about the Hezek, I didn't know about the Hezek, I should have thought about the Hezek, I'm going to charge you money. No. If you follow the Shitta of the Ramah, that it's 3 years, the Sivis says all these claims go by the wayside. You can't charge him for anything. You had enough time to be moiche. The fact is you were not moiche. Means you knew about the hezek. You didn't care about the hezek. You never sent him a bill for the hezek. That means you clearly agreed that there's going to be a hezek. You clearly agree that your property is going to be used. You didn't care about it. And therefore, you have no right not to block him any further and not to send him a bill. It's an interesting minchas pitim in Siman Reish Mem Vav, where he says that he's talking to the Nizak. He says over there to the Nizak, if you in your mind had in mind, your kavana was not to charge him any money for this hezek, you should not charge him any money. Klap Hashma, you should not charge him anything, even if you have a good teretz. That's the first point that this is all first point of the Ramah about that you need to have a Gimel Shanim. Yeah? Now let's move on to the next point. Not only do you need Gimel Shanim, the Ramah says also, you have to come with a Taina. And the Ramah has crucial words, K'moy Becheskas Karka, just like by Karkoyos. comes in the Sivis in Simon Kufnun Hey, Sivkot and Chaf, where he writes one way, contradicts himself in another place. First start where he writes over there, because he's medayik from the lashon of the Ramah. He says the fact that Ramah writes k'moy becheskas karka, that means that a taina has to be exactly the same as a taina you do by karkois. What's a taina that's valid by karkois? Mecher with a shtar kinyan chazaket, with a shtar kinyan, matone with a shtar kinyan, or mechila with a kinyan. But if the taina is mechila without a kinyan, by karka it's not moil. Therefore, over here also, since the Ramah adds the words k'moy becheskas karka, obviously over here also it's not moil. Why is that? It's not moil. That's how he understands the Ramah. Problem is that this does not fit with all the rishonim from which the Ramah is based on, because all those rishonim that the Ramah is based on are all saying that tainas mechila without a kinyan does work. The Taz and Sme and Simen Kufen Hei Siv Zayin clearly spell it out. And in the Sivis, and Simen Kufen Dalet Siv Zayin, sorry, Simen Kufen Dalet Siv Zayin, the Taz and the Sme spell it out clearly. And in the Sivis himself, in Kufen Dalet Siv Zayin, quotes this Sme without giving any comment on it. That means that a Tainas Mechila without a Kenyan does work. He doesn't mention Mechila.
He said Mechila does not work. Only Mechila and Matana.
For what? For this? Yeah, but I'm saying, but according to those Rishonim, it's fine. And the Sivis contradicts himself in these places. Now, does being quiet enough of a raya for Mechila? We mentioned in the beginning that it's not.
That means you clearly agree that there's going to be a hezek, you clearly agree that your property is going to be used, you didn't care about it, therefore you have no right not to block him any further and not to send him a bill, not to send him a bill. It's an interesting minchas pitim in Siman Reish Vav, where he says that he's talking to the nizuk. He says to the nizuk, if you in your mind have in the onset had in mind, your kavana was not to charge him any money for this hezek, you should not charge him any money. You should not charge him anything, even if you have a good tithes. That's the first point of the Ramah. This is the whole first point of the Ramah about that you need to have, that you need to have a gimel shav. Yeah? Now let's move on to the next point. Not only do you need to gimel shav, the Ramah says also, you have to come with a taina. And as crucial words, k'moy becheskas karka, just like by karkois. Comes in the Sivis in Siman Kufnun Hey, Sivkot Chav, where he writes one way, contradicts himself in another place. First third, where he writes over there, because he's medayik from the lashon of the Ramah. He says the fact that Ramah writes k'moy becheskas karka, that means that the taina has to be exactly the same as a taina you do by karkois. What's a taina that's valid by karkois? Mecher with a shtar kinyan chazaket, with a shtar kinyan, matone with a shtar kinyan, or mechila with a kinyan. But if the taina is mechila without a kinyan, by karkois, not moyo. Therefore, over here also, since the Ramah adds the words, obviously over here also it's not moil. Why is that? It's not moil. That's how he understands the Ramah. Problem is that this does not fit with all the Rishonim from which the Ramah is based on. Because all those Rishonim that the Ramah is based on are all saying that Tainus Mechila without a kinyan does work. The Taz and Smen and Simen Kuf and Hesiv Zayin clearly spell it out. And the Nesivis, and Simen Kuf and Dalet Siv Zayin, sorry, Simen Kuf and Dalet Siv Zayin, the Taz and the Smen spell it out clearly. And the Nesivis himself, in Kuf and Dalet Siv Zayin, quotes this man without giving any comment on it. That means that a time is mechila without a kinyan does work.
Beis Yosef, he also says only mechila matana.
He doesn't mention mechila.
He does. He says mechila does not work. Yeah. Only mechila matana. Right?
For what? For this?
Random unit.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but according to the Rishonim, it's fine. The Nesivis contradicts himself in these places. Now, does being quiet enough in Rabbi from Mechila, we mentioned in the beginning that it's not so. Shtika by itself, the lack of being Moicha is not a raya that there was a Mechila. Tainus Mechila means you came and told me that I have no problem, with you causing damage. That's a Tainus Mechila. But just a claim that because you're quiet, it means that your mechila is not enough of a time. Why is that?
Even under the doesn't work, then something else.
We discussed already. The muchach is something else. And if it's a shtika that has a specific, or you use the example that Pitzos brings in Kufman Tess, then yeah, that's a certain umdana which shows that the shtika in certain things is a is a mechila.
Darma agrees that. Darma agrees that that exists.
Now, why is it that you need a taina? By cheskas karkos, why do you need a taina? The taina is what the chazaka, you have a taina with it. The taina is what proves that there was a change in ownership. The taina of mechir or matana is what creates a change in ownership. Either mechir or matana creates a change in ownership. The taina of mechila Moichel does not create a time. It means that the time is not in over here. A time does not come to change the status of ownership. There's no change of status of ownership happening. The time does not come as a raya because you don't need a raya. Elamai, there's a chazaka. And the chazaka has the din that the chazaka needs a taina with it to kick it. Chazaka sheikol, chazaka shenim a taina is not bechalak of the chazaka. And being that this is how most people understand it, that's what the Rama says, k'moy becheskas karkoes, he's telling you, k'moy becheskas karka, he's telling you that the taina by cheskas tashmishim is the same idea as cheskas karkoes. That means it's coming as a specific din. That you need to have a chazaka with a taina, otherwise the chazaka doesn't even begin to do it. The chazaka is what creates, the actual chazaka is what creates the change in status. So by karka, the chazaka with a taina, the chazaka, to be a echte chazaka, a chazaka al pidin, it has to come with a taina, then that's what a chazaka is strong enough to create a change in ownership. By a chazaka that is without a taina doesn't create anything over here also. A chazaka with a taina creates a change in the usage rights, that it allows a person to use it. The chazaka without a taina does not create such a change. And therefore, a lack of mechara is not a taina. Mechila is a taina. Lack of mechara is not a taina. Lack of mechara is a lack of action. Lack of action is not enough to effectuate to give kayak to a chazaka. Then the Rambam continues with the third point of his machlokes with the Mechaber, that each one of them he brings to the Yesharim, the third Yesharim, that in a small ziz, less than a tefach, chazake will not help at all. The Balachotzer could always use it. The Balaziz could never use it. And the reason is because the Balachotzer could come and say, this ziz is so small, I didn't care about it. I didn't want to make a mechar. I wasn't going to bother with it. So therefore, the fact that he didn't make a mechar does not create a chazaka. Or because the second reason, the ziz is so small that it wouldn't block me from doing any construction. Or the third hezek, the third reason, the zid is so small that you can't hang any flower pots on it, so it's not going to cause any hezek to me. But according to all the resistance, less than a tefach, cannot create a chazaket after 3 years, because you can always say, it was never in mind that you should be able to create a chazaket. Interestingly, the Knesset HaGdol over here, on the Mesiasef, is hey, says, how do you calculate disease for this purpose? Because we say ziz tefach, you know, we say it's tefach on tefach. And he says, as the Knesset HaGdol, very interesting, says that the ziz, Nagoyz Mesiasef Ois Hey, says that you don't look at the ziz and what's sticking out. You look at the whole ziz. So let's say I went and to be able to cement the ziz properly, I broke into my wall a little bit. I stuck it in a quarter of a tefach. I still count the whole ziz as a full tefach. So the ziz is tefach al tefach, and I had to break into my wall a little bit. So what's sticking out is a little bit less than the tefach. It's still considered a tefach al tefach, which means that according to the Ramah, it's a kula. You could make a chazake on it. Now,
if
you look in the Torah, Sif Yud, there, and also interesting, so we talk about the ziz, if you want to stick a ziz in your house, to use it inside your house, but to be able to get it in, you have to stick it through the wall and it's sticking out a little bit, and there would not be a problem for the Baal HaChatzar to use it, obviously, because, even if it's more than a tefach, because there's no hezekiah here. There's no hezek of water, of something falling off it. The only hezek will be the construction hezek. It's a separate. But if it's a question of the construction, even that sheet of the Ribat Salon would not work. And what the Ramah says, that the Baal HaChatzar could use the ziz as less than tefach, the Shachas of Kotel Bay says that means that from that moment and on, the Baal HaZiz has no right to remove. Why? Baal HaChatzar is using it. Baal HaChatzar is using it, then you have no right to remove it. And according to the Shach, it's mashma, that it's only, obviously, if the Baal HaChatzar is already using it. If you put the ziz out, it's less than the tefach, and the Baal HaChatzar is already using it, you can't remove it because you can't take it away from him. But if the guy didn't start using it yet, according to the Shach, you wouldn't be able to remove it. What happens if he starts using it and he already removed it? Could the Baal HaChatzar come with a tiny to the Baal HaZiz, put it back up? So, I don't know what the answer would not be. If the ziz is a tefach, then the Shach says, the Shach holds, very interestingly, that you could the Baal HaZiz could remove it if he can't use it, even if the Baal HaChatzar is using it, which is something which doesn't make sense.
If
the ziz is more than a tefach, and the Baal HaZiz can't use it because of the Mechar, then, and the Baal HaChatzar is using it, the Baal HaZiz has the right to remove it according to the Shach.
But
the Siva said, huh?
Well, where does it mean? It's not when you take it away.
Because actually, you can't come to it properly. Because it has a Kriya. I don't want you going in and hanging things up with it. And the Siva says over there, the Shach doesn't make any sense. And therefore, it's Tzarich Yud on the Shach that says it.